Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with fallen woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
The Mother Road said to belong to the government, but the people told me that the Mother Road belonged to them, that the just like Our Lady belongs to us. No government, no hierarchy can take her away. No culture, no overculture, no pronouncement can say, that's nothing. What are you talking about? That's ridiculous to believe in such things. We don't believe in such things. That's what we have to say. We don't believe. We know. We know. We know her. And even more so, she knows us. So, back in this road, it belongs to those who had the bones to build it. And it belongs to those who understand the beautiful lady. And they've named their little part of the road after her. So that from village to village, which are often very far, miles and miles and miles apart, no way walking distance apart, their little part of the road will be named things like this. Mother who wears the rain. She leaning from the sky. Meaning, she leans from the sky to throw shade over the road from clouds so that certain things on the roadway will not dry out, such as some of the delicate peaches and some of the delicate pastry doughs that they also lay out on the roadway to cure for a certain amount of time in the heat to rise in a certain way, and then they roll them all up and put them back in the bowls, and then they take them and they put whatever they put in them, like empanadas, and they then cook them and serve them to people. She's also called Obsidian Blade because some parts of the road have a lot of obsidian in it. And obsidian is like glass. In fact, the old Nahua or Aztec swords were made of wood. They were made of two long pieces of flat wood. And bound between those two pieces were obsidian rocks that had been flaked and sharpened on each edge. And so that if one swung a sword like that with eight or nine obsidian sharp edges on either side of the sword bound in between the two slabs of wood, you would not only do huge harm, you would rip another person wide open. And so that part of the road, that part of the Mother Road actually sparkled like black diamonds. It was quite amazing. And also cut up my tires too. So she's also called the colorer of cloth. And this is one of the beautiful things that has correspondence with your ancestral people and my ancestral people, too. In our family, because the old people came straight up off what they call the peasantry, they still carried so many of their old traditions. They literally had lived in the equivalent of a catacomb in the middle of nowhere without water or electricity or communication, no train, no car, no nothing, for literally over 150 years. And as a result, they had a belief that, for instance, when a baby is christened, as we did for my grandson, Chiquito, when he was born, that you carry lighted candles in procession, and you hold them up, and then you hold the baby up, so that you're signaling heaven that the baby has arrived safely on earth. And this is our family's tradition. And the men are the ones usually who hold the baby up in the air, and they dance a certain dance. And the men usually have knee-high boots on when I was a little girl, because they were still half in the old country and half in the new country. And they wear a black slouch hat with red carnations in the hat band. And I'd be holding the little baby up over their heads. So on the Pan-American roadway, on the Mother Road, she who is the color of cloth, the idea is that cloth needs must be colored because people, human hearts on earth can then be seen by heaven. So that she who is the colorer of cloth is so that people on earth can be seen from heaven. That's beautiful. She is also called feasting table. She is also called some approximation of mother storyteller. She's called queen of the soft wind, which is like queen of peace. She's called protector of angels. She is called the spangled bowl of the universe. And that is another place in the Mother Road where a lot of mica is in the rock that was used as roadbed, but also as overlayment in what looked to me like blacktop, I would say, something like that. So that it too, in a different way than the obsidian, sparkles. So she is called there, spangled bowl, which I love. Dear spangled bowl, pray for us. She's called first star. She's called medicine grandmother. For those women who sit down at the edges of the road with their metates making herbal infusion materials from dried materials of various kinds, plant materials, and herbias, herbs. And she is called that because they are able at the edge of the mother road there to lay out in front of them on the road all of their herbs and dry them before they grind them. And so in the names that have come to us from other people across the ocean, from the Americas, all the way over in Europe, these are some of her names then. Spiritual vessel. Vessel of honor. Mystical rose. Is that beautiful? Spangled bowl and mystical rose. Ooh, can you imagine? The mystical rose floating in the spangled bowl. Isn't that it? We'll take a drink of that. House of gold, gate of heaven, morning star. Can you imagine these names were made just as they were on the road, the La Mesa, the Mother Road in the Americas, out of people's experience, out of what people experienced of Blessed Mother. There are stories behind each of these names that have been lost because the people across the ocean no longer live this way. But there's a reason why they call her Health of the Sick. Health of the Sick. Something must have happened. Something must have come true out of supplicative prayer to her. Refuge, refuge of sinners, meaning those who are cut off from the source, without source, from God, from Creator, comforter of the afflicted, mother of good counsel, figure of justice, seat of wisdom. Is that beautiful? Seat of wisdom. What story caused the people like you and I, just living their lives to suddenly say, she is the seat of wisdom? There must have been an intervening. Something of the spiritual and miraculous must have mediated something. But regardless that we no longer know the original stories that go with these titles, the way the people on La Mesa, the Mother Road, still know the stories of why they call. They're part of the Mother Road, the Mother, the Blessed Mother, by the names they call. Even so, the names are still beautiful. So, what is there? I felt that I had learned so much, not about Blessed Mother exactly, but about her sons and daughters who love her so, about how she is interwoven in every single part of their daily life. And not in a fatuous way, this, oh yes, you know, sort of bow and scrape and say, oh yes, Blessed Mother this, Blessed Mother that, and sort of run through a rote litany of her names. Not at all. Everything, health, activity, art, children, old people, middle-aged people, marriage, death, christening, all the things that are a part of blessing the life that we are living with ourselves and with others. Everything has the fingerprints of la madre grande. Everything carries the fingerprints of the holy woman. So, Blessed Mother is known. You know, I don't know if you know this. I didn't know this. I found out that we no longer have continents, that somebody changed the words on us. What we learned when we were little children, that there were this many continents in the entire Earth, that now they are called Earth regions, planet Earth regions, and that they're divided by land mass. And there's said to be eight regions, and they're Asia, which contains the Middle East and North Africa. There's Europe. There's North America, which goes to Central America and the Caribbean. There's South America. And then there's Africa proper, Australia, and Oceania altogether. And I thought, how beautiful to learn that Blessed Mother is known across every one of those enormous land masses, within all nations and tribes, enfolded in every geographic region, and within all manners of families and individuals, that she's known everywhere. And often her little divine child, the God of love also, that she's known everywhere. Now, how can that be, since most of us have never gone to Istanbul? How can that be that a man from Tajikistan has never been to Denver, Colorado, to the Basilica in Mexico City? How can that be that people who live in South Africa, or Ghana, or Nigeria, or Sudan, or Ivory Coast, have never been to Rome, have never seen the great cathedral of the Mother in France? How can they all know her? Ah, see, she's been saved in the catacomb of the heart of human beings since forever. She's been carried in a refuge inside people's memories since forever and ever. And because one of her favorite ways of appearing is in apparitions and in dreams, and sometimes momentarily within a human being that you will meet face to face, perhaps, or in a book, or maybe nowadays even online. Because her way of appearing is so diverse, she comes to everyone, she comes to all of us. And we are all blessed because of it. So, her prayer that I love the most is the Memorare. And I've made a series of holy cards out of images that have been poured into me. And one of them is called Shirt of Arrows. And it is an image of Blessed Mother bent over and protecting her little child of love, her little God of love. But her back is all filled with arrows that have been aimed at her, shot at her. And on the holy card, it says, because she cannot be harmed, for she and the divine child are eternal. Because she is certain about the divinity of the child of love, and the absolute imperishability of her child's teachings of love on earth to humans, she ever and immediately moves through us to protect every child on earth. She immediately moves through us to protect every child on earth. And that is one of the greatest attributes of Holy Mother. Well, this compassion is not enough to say in one sense. It is her teaching us to protect the vulnerable with no exceptions. The vulnerable of any age, of any group, of any anything. She teaches us to protect the vulnerable, no exceptions. And in the old country, we have bow makers and huntsmen in my father's and my grandfather's time. And they would say that their stories were, you know, metaphors in many ways for the trades that they did with their hands and the crafts of the hands that they did. And they would often talk about how, as skilled hunters, they believed that there were several immortals that could never be killed by arrows. Amongst them was the white stag. And there are many, many stories from the Mojor and the Swabian people and the Masurians, all tribal people of Europe, about the stag that cannot be killed by arrows, because the stag is symbolizing the heart of the Creator and a parent's love for the child, so that the heart of the Creator is thought to be so filled with love that it breaks open. Human beings fall out. Human beings are born, in other words. And that a parent's love for a child is like that. So great love that the heart literally breaks open and pours out all manner of life for that child. So the old man had a saying about an idea or a person who had been wrongfully reviled by skeptics, and they'd say with great admiration, they'd say, "She wears the shirt of arrows," or "He wears the shirt of arrows," meaning that, like Blessed Mother, like all the images of the santitos, the saints, like all the images across the world, that no matter what suffering there is, it's not that they're invulnerable, it's that they cannot be killed, they cannot be taken down, they cannot be reduced, they cannot be diminished. They can have mud thrown all over them, they can be spit upon, they can be demeaned, they can be called names. But they wear the shirt of arrows. Full admiration is theirs. So this meant not only if a person had been assailed, but no matter how or why, but that the eternal soul could not be touched, that the soul would continue to live fully alive. And this prayer, the Memorare, is a cry to Blessed Mother during the times when the arrows fly at us, at her, at teachings and actions of love in this world. And you know that you and I, have practically prayed the paint off the wall at various times in our lives for various things, in praise, but in supplication, and sometimes in utter fear. And that we have no way other than that at that moment but to cry out for assistance, for help, for succor, for refuge, because everywhere around us we can find none. Not in this world. So we'll have to remember we are surrounded by another world as well. And so back to the picture, a blessed mother on the wall of the cave of the catacomb who is breastfeeding the child of love. We too, we cry, just like a baby. Please come tend to me, come help me. Please feed me, nurture me, protect me, guard me. We are the baby in her arms too. We are the sons and daughters, and she is our mother. And so we call out, you know, all esperanza y fe, all hope and faith. Faith is an interesting thing. Faith is the idea not that a person is holy exactly. It's more that we rely on what we know to be true, even though it's invisible to many people. That we rely on the goodness inviolate that exists in Holy Mother, that we depend on and stand for love undefiled. Even though we might fail at it sometimes, we might fall down at it, we get back up and we strive again to be a being of love the way that we were made when we came from the cracked open heart of Creator, and we fell to earth in order to do work here in behalf of love. So Holy Mother leads us in that. So, but sometimes, as you know, we make a sincere cry to please that she should hopefully help us. And the memorare, the word means to remember. In other words, remember, I said, you can summon the mother, but really it's remembering that she's right here. Right here, right now. And so sometimes the prayer helps us to remember that she is right here. And so that is why this is called the memorare. And she is the one who can never be harmed. She wears the shirt of arrows. And in some way we do too when we have come through a great something and we are SS still standing. And SD still dancing. We too. We too. And so in Latin, the prayer has some interesting words in it. One is that the curo in this prayer chant means to care for, to pay attention to trouble oneself with an injured soul until the situation is solved. And that's what we're asking in this prayer, the memorare. We're saying, I have a few arrows in my back, and I ask so sincerely, please come help me. Please help me. Help me remove them. Help me heal. Apply the spiritual medicines that I need. So the memorare out loud is not just a prayer. It's an incantation, really. And it is so beautiful that we are unable in most ways to find a way to speak to her when we're really upset. You know what I'm saying? And that's why sometimes we have prayers that we can say or read or memorize, so that when we're totally upset, we have something. Even though I would say most of the time, just my main prayers, as you know, are help me and thank you. Help me, please help me. And thank you so much. But here is the memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mother, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother, to thee do I come. Before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear me and answer me. Amen. Now, you should know that virgin in Latin is like core. It means a woman who has not married. It means a woman who has dedicated herself to something that is divine, and also should know that in this prayer, which is, I think I'm going to say about 600 years old, it may be older than that, but the first written evidence of it was about 600 years ago, that standing sinful doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It means that I've lost touch for the moment with the center, with the capital C center, with divinity, with creator, and therefore I am separated somehow now. And sorrowful means that I'm in trouble. Look, I have arrows in my back. I've been shot at. I'm hurting. And I'm here, and I'm here before you. And despise not my petition means this, that this fleeing is not done to Blessed Mother over trivial. I have a hangnail. You know, I have a splinter in my foot. I'm disappointed that I didn't win the lottery today. It's not over things like that. What that phrase means is, this is serious. I'm telling you, I need you. I need you right now. I can handle the splinter and the hangnail, etc. But I need you, and I need you, and I need you now. And thus, I'll put a blessing on you now. Just, if you would like to, just lean back a bit and put your hand over your heart, or hold one of your hands palm up, or both of your hands palm up, and just receive this blessing. This blessing prayer is called Shirt of Arrows. Blessed Mother wears her shirt of arrows to show she cannot be harmed, for she and the child of love are eternal. May we strive to see ourselves and others as she sees us. Hear ourselves and others as she hears us. Speak with ourselves and with others as she speaks to us. Shelter our souls and those of others as she shelters us. Love our souls and the souls of others as she loves us forever and always, because we have seen her. We see her, and more so, she sees us. And so may it be for thee, and so may it be for me, and so may it be for all of us. Amen. And the little woman. Adios.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb, and there are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there is just too little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. And there are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Won't you listen, Lord, if you want to know. What the world needs now is love, three times. And I want you to sing it with me. Come on. What the can't hear you. Come on. What the this time like you mean it. Come on, y'all. What the world needs right now is love. What the world needs right now is love.
Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. I'm writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times, they are a-changing.
feel still time to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. Thank you.
sit.
Just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything.
Hey, hey, brother. Hey, come here, Slick. Hey, huh? you look hip, man. Hey, you want to make yourself $5, man?
Yeah, brother.
Hey, look here, run this cross the street for me right quick, okay? Yeah, run this cross the
street for me. Hey. What? Huh? I don't know.
What?
I'm just going across the street.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no. What I do?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. Let's go.
A jury of your peers having found you guilty. 10 years.
What?
Come on. Get in that cell, nigga.
God. No.
His hair is long. His feet are hard and thrifty.
Just enough for the shit.
Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, a weekly psychic fusion and magical foray, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.